Play ball! American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to American Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHIS on the road with Hastings 5 Points Bank tonight in Kearney as they get set to take on Kearney Runs. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kendig. And coach, nice wins for you last night, 6-1, 8-4 over North Platte, a doubleheader sweep over a Cornhusker League foe at home. Very satisfying last night.
Yeah, very satisfying. Hopefully we can keep that rolling and go in tonight and play well again tonight.
We talked about starting pitching last night, and last night was no exception. Very good outings for your two starters.
Yeah, both guys threw great, Zach and Mason, and Alex has thrown great all year, so we expect that out of him again tonight.
It was Zach Merrill in the first ball game. He absolutely shut down North Platte in that 6-1 win, recorded 13 strikeouts. I think he walked one guy, hit went better, but he was in control most of the way.
Yeah, he was, and we've talked about that. He really, when he has that fastball location, he's really dangerous because you know, he shows the curveball to some of the better hitters, and he knows they need to see it. And then, you know, they got that in the back of the mind, then he pumps the fastball by him. So he's a great guy on the mound. He knows what he wants to do.
Well, kind of a tale of two different stories last night. We hit 13 hits in the first ball game last night, had just three in the second contest. North Platte helps us along with a bunch of walks in there. They had some wild pitches thrown in there, but that's the way this team can win if you're going to play small ball and not to produce double-digit hits.
Right. You know, we definitely want to go out there and we're going to rely on our pitching and our defense. And we feel like if we can keep ourselves in a 3-run, 4 runs, you know, that kind of ball game, we can win most of them. So last night we really showed off what we can do at the plate. Second game, you know, we had a lot of quality at bats and we're drawing walks and the hits weren't there, but we were taking the walks. So we did a good job.
We talked to you on the post game last night. You weren't concerned that you had only three hits in the ball game because your hitters did work the pitchers fairly hard last night.
Yeah, we do. We're trying to get at least 15 pitches or so an inning, and we really worked that guy, made him throw a lot of pitches early, and it paid off. And in the end, we were getting runs by walk and wild pitch, but you know we'll take runs however we can get them.
Jameson Cockrell was a guy who came up huge for you last night in the number 8 position. He went 4-for-5 at the plate, scores 4 runs, 2 RBIs, and 2 walks. And like we said last night, anytime you can get production at the bottom of the order, that's just kind of a feather in your cap.
Yeah, when we can extend that lineup that far, makes pitchers work that much longer. You know, they don't have an inning off when sometimes you think that 7, 8, 9, you can take a little off. And JMO's given us a little power at the bottom there, a little bit of a leadoff kind of guy at the bottom of the lineup.
Was there anything last night you were not happy with?
You know, we missed a few signs, which you guys don't see, but base running, a couple mistakes there. And when we really get into some of these games, especially late in the year, we can't have those mistakes. And like I said, we rely on our pitching and our defense. And if we're not going to get hits and get guys on base, we've got to keep them on there. We can't let them get out that way.
You feel fairly confident that we can play games 3-2, 4-3, and yet turn around and play a game, maybe in a slugfest, 13-12 or a 10-11 ball game?
Right. I think we can. I know we can play the close game. That game that we're going to have to get into a slugfest, hopefully we're the ones that are slugging because that'll mean our pitching's doing well. I don't see ourselves getting into that kind of game, but you know, only 2 games I think we've allowed more than double-digit runs, so hopefully we don't have to worry about any slugfests.
Hastings again on the road tonight here in Kearney. You'll play Kearney Runs now for the second time this season. We started the year seeing this team. Can he take anything out of that ball game tonight?
Well, if we see Pocock or Langan, we'll know, you know, a little bit of what they've got. Seeing them, know what they're gonna, how they're gonna try and get us out, I think. But you know, they saw Alex and they're gonna see him for sure tonight. So hopefully we just come out. We played not our best that night, I didn't think so. Hopefully we play better.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about Kearney a little bit more as the Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings 5 Points Bank head coach Russ Kindig on the road with Hastings tonight here at Memorial Field in Kearney as they get set to take on Kearney Runs. You mentioned Alex, he'll get the start for us tonight. He threw, I think, 4 innings the first time we saw him. Any reservations about coming back and showing Pangan Eben again in meeting number two?
Right. For us, that's going to be 19 games ago. For them, it's going to be about 14 or 15. So, you know, we were throwing mostly fastballs then. We weren't mixing a lot of off-speed in. So, no reservations here, I don't think.
How has Alex changed maybe as a pitcher from game one to what we're going to see tonight?
You know, in game one, he put the ball in play, and our defense is, you know, he's a guy that keeps the defense ready and has to keep them ready because he's going to put the ball in play, kind of like Mason, the other team is. And he's just a great guy on the mound. Throws a lot of strikes, and hopefully we can catch him when they hit him.
Alex has been around the plate all season long. He's pitched some big ball games for you already this year.
Yeah, he has. He's, you know, Zach's been a go-to guy, but Alex has kind of been the starter and a guy that we can go to on short rest or out of the bullpen. So, you know, he's a senior. We're going to expect him to go out there and lead us time.
When you play Kearney, what really comes to mind as a coach? What are you trying to prepare for? You saw a lot of the junior levels. A lot of those guys are moving up and they're playing at the senior levels. Is there anything you really prepare for when you see Kearney?
Sure. You know, their hitters are always really good at laying off speed pitches. If you get behind in the count, they're not going to chase. So we really got to get ahead in the count. They're going to hit the ball really well. They're always good on the mound. So, you know, you want to play mistake free ball and against Kearney at Kearney, you really definitely have to.
The record might not be as flashy as years past. They're sitting at 7-8 coming in here to this ball game tonight, but this is still a solid program at Kearney.
Yeah, they are. They're good every year. Coach Archer, you know, he'll get them going good. And, you know, their juniors were good last year. They beat us out in the area tournament. They got a few of those guys up there. Obviously, their seniors made it through the area last year. So every year they're good. You know, they're going through some of the same stuff. I'm sure we are. We're a little bit young. They're young. Hopefully, we can just go out there and play better than them.
Picked up two Cornhusker League wins last night over North Platte. Now another Cornhusker League affair, and we got to an area tournament appointed here. So naturally, you guys want to play well here on the road tonight.
Right, yeah, almost a mini area tournament there with North Platte last night, Kearney tonight. We get a win tonight, puts us pretty well at 8-1 going into our next league game, which would be Grand Island. So, you know, we're doing exactly what we want to do, and hopefully we can keep it up.
Okay, what's the key tonight in beating Kearney?
Score more runs. But Alex has got to pitch great. Our defense has got to play and get some timely hitting. That's just how, you know, we're pounding into the guys' heads, and that's what we got to do every night.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Stick around. Sonic lineups, play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Kearney runs tonight here on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS on the road with Hastings 5 Points Bank tonight. We're in Kearney at Memorial Field as Hastings gets set to take on Kearney Runza. Here tonight, Hastings coming in, a record of 12 wins, 7 losses on the season. They are 7-1 in the Cornhusker League, winning twice over North Platte last night. Kearney coming in a record of 7 wins and 8 losses on the season. Kearney picked up a victory last night over Columbus. It'll be Hastings batting here in the top half of the first inning. The temperature is going to be 75 degrees. We've got a lot of thunderstorm-looking type clouds are hanging around the Kearney area tonight. And the winds will be blowing out of the north at about 24 miles per hour as we get started here tonight with American Legion Baseball on 1230 KHS. We'll get you the starting lineups here momentarily as Brock Durer is already up to the plate for Hastings here in the top half of the first inning. And the first pitch to him is going to be outside down low for a ball. Hastings tonight, your starting lineup is brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Brock Durer leading things off for Hastings will be in center field tonight. Mason Spilenick will be at third base. Alex Pangeneben will be your pitcher. Brooks Asher will be your catcher. He'll bat fourth tonight. Zach Merrill will be at first base. He'll be in the number 5 position in the batting order, followed by Ryan Kern, the second baseman, Ben Clausen, the left fielder, Jamison Cockrell, the right fielder, and Brady Staten, the shortstop. For Kearney Runza, you're going to have Braden Eckhout, the pitcher. He'll lead things off in the batting order. Hunter King, the center fielder, will bat second. Matt Moore, the left fielder, he will bat at the number 3 position. There's a ground ball towards short, fielded there by Kearney. It's going to be an easy out at first base. So Eckhout, King, and Moore in the top of the batting order for Kearney tonight. Ty Roseberry will be your first baseman. He'll bat fourth. Peyton Pocock will be the second baseman. He'll bat fifth, followed by Chris Langan, the third baseman. Dakota Schreiner, the shortstop. Phil Vorhagen, the right fielder. And Jamison Ortley, the catcher. Starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Brock Durer, he grounds out to the shortstop to begin this first inning of play for Hastings. Bring up Mason Spilenick next for Hastings as he fouls away this pitch on the first base side out of play. Hastings and Kearney, they opened the season with each other in a ball game played at the Smith Complex several weeks ago. Kearney was able to pull out a 5-3 win over Hastings in a well-played baseball game to start the season. There's the ball hit over the head of the second baseman that is in the right field for a base hit. Picked up by Phil Vorhagen for Kearney. So Mason Spilling gets a base hit to begin the Hastings half of the first inning. And Hastings 5 Points Bank, who hammered out 13 base hits in the first ball game last night against North Platte, has got their first one here in this ball game. Mason Spilenick, he singles to right field. That's going to bring up Alex Pangeneben next. Pango comes into the ball game with a batting average of .339. He'll be the pitcher tonight for Hastings. He takes a swing and a miss there. Nothing and one to Alex Pangeneben. Strikeouts were a problem last night for Hastings. Struck out 3 times in the first ball game against North Platte. They struck out 10 times in that second ball game last night. So a total of 13 times they were whiffed at the plate last night in the 2 contests. As Pangeneben fouls away this next pitch, and it's 0-2. Brooks Asher coming up there next for Hastings. Hastings 5 Points Bank with a base runner down there at first. Kearney will hold him on defensively. Roseberry is over there at first base for Kearney Runza. Here's the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be just outside for a ball. And the count goes to 1-2. When we got here earlier tonight, it was a bright, sunshiny afternoon and very pleasant. Then the winds came up blowing out of the north, and people actually wearing jackets, and they've got some blankets as the wind is blowing right into the crowd here at Memorial Field in Kearney. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it is now 2-1. So 2-1 the count. We've got some severe weather, we understand, back in the Hastings area. So if anything pops up, we'll certainly let you know here tonight here on 1230 KHIS. 2-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 3-2. So 3-2 to Alex Pangeneben. Hastings was very good last night at working the pitchers into deep counts. 3-2, 3-1. The pitchers for North Platte threw a ton of pitches in the ball game against Hastings last night. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. A hard hit ball. Voorhagen goes back, and he goes back. It's going to be over his head, up against the wall, around the bag at second. On his way to third base is going to be Spilnick. Pulling up at second base with a double is going to be Alex Pangadeban. Anything that is hit really basically to right field tonight is going to have a chance to maybe get out of here. This is not a real big park. That's a Memorial Field, and the winds are blowing toward the right field corner. It's only 325 feet down the line in right field, and it's 335 feet to left field. But the wind is definitely blowing toward the right field corner, and that one was right up against the base of the wall out there. Pangadeban with a hard shot to right center field, and Hastings has got base runners on at second and third base here in the first inning. That's going to bring up Brooks Asher next, the catcher. Asher starting the day with a batting average of 207. So here's the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. Hastings is a team now hitting at a 280 clip. Again, Asher, who was down below 200, coming into the ball games last night, has raised his average to 207 as he gets ready to go here tonight against Carney Runza. Guys are in scoring position at second and third base here in the first inning of play. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike. So 1-1 the count. Brooks Asher is at the plate here for Hastings 5 points back. Asher with 12 base hits and 56 trips to the plate so far this year for Hastings 5 points back. Only one man out here in the inning to get things started at Memorial Field as Asher waits on the pitch. It's on the way. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. It's going to get out of play. So the count goes to one ball and two strikes now to Brooks Asher. Braden Eck out again is the pitcher for Kearney. He's got a record of 1 win, 1 loss. ERA is sitting at 3.91 on the season for Kearney Runza. Asher waiting on the next pitch here. One ball and two strikes is the count with one man out. Here comes the pitch. That ball is going to be hit high in the air again. Shallow right field coming on is going to be Voorhagen. He's going to make the catch over near the foul line, and he's going to keep the runners at their respective bags at second and third. Wanting to tag up at third base and come home was Spilnick, but a good throw by Voorhagen from right field, not allowing that to happen. So there's going to be two men out now here in the first inning of play, and that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. Merrill is the first baseman. His batting average is sitting at 400 on the season. Merrill leads the team as far as a batting average is concerned. Also on base percentage, slugging percentage. He's been getting the job done both on the mound and at the plate this year. For Hastings, 5 points. He takes a look at the first pitch here. That's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Zach Merrill has got 18 base hits and 45 trips to the plate, no home runs, and he's got 8 RBIs in the season. Hastings as a team has hit only 2 home runs all season long. We're playing our 20th game of the season here tonight. No balls and one strike to Merrill. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and a good stop behind the plate there by the catcher for Kearney, that's a Jamison Ortley. We're on an artificial surface here tonight. The infield is all artificial. That includes the so-called dirt and the grass. And then the real grass starts out of the outfield. So in the event we get a little bit of rain, we're in luck here at the Memorial Field. There's a swing and a miss by Merrill. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. This is a home for Nebraska Kearney. They play all their Legion games here as well. And then Nebraska Kearney plays their ball games here as well throughout the season. So this place is used quite a bit. One ball and two strikes with two men out here in the first inning. Still no score between Hastings and Kearney. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. So Hastings threatens here in the first inning of play to get guys in scoring position at second and third base. But then Asher, he flies out to right field, and Zach Merrill, he strikes out. And the inning is over for Hastings. Hastings 5 points, scores no runs on two base hits. No errors on Kearney. Two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Hastings nothing. Kearney coming to bat.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter weekend. That was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will on the road with Hastings 5 points Bank tonight. American Legion baseball action. It's Hastings and Kearney Runza here tonight. Hastings coming up empty in the top half of the first inning. Kearney Runza coming to the plate now here in the bottom half of the first. It'll be Braden Eckout, also Hunter King and Matt Moore coming on to face Alex Pankaniemen, who's going to get the start for Hastings here in this ball game tonight. Pango has a record of 3 wins, 1 loss on the season, making his 6th overall appearance of the 2014 season. He has thrown 26 and 1/3 innings, Pankaniemen giving up 31 hits and only 7 runs. 6 of those have been earned, 7 base on balls and 11 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 1.57. So Alex Pankaniemen up there for Hastings to try to win a big ball game on the road here tonight. Pankaniemen, he pitched in the first ball game between Hastings and Kearney Runza back at the Smith Complex. Threw about 4 innings in that ball game before being relieved in the contest. So Kearney Runza has certainly seen Alex Pankaniemen here this year. Now they'll have their second chance. That's looking at him in this ball game here tonight in Kearney. Pango's first pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Pankaniemen in that ball game, he threw 4 innings. He gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, both of those earned runs. He had 1 base on balls, and he had 1 strikeout. Again, working 4 innings in the season opener before being relieved by Mason Spilenick, and Hastings eventually lost that ball game by the score of 5-3. So Alex Pankaniemen, 3-1 in the season with that 3.91 earned run average. He'll come to the pitcher's mound, and the pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Actually, his ERA is sitting at 1.57 in a 3-1 record. Braden Eckout is your batter here. He's the pitcher for Kearney Runza. His batting average on the season is sitting at 388. There's a high fly ball. It's going to come here on the right side of the diamond over toward the fence, and it's going to get out of play in the stands. So count 1 ball and 2 strikes to Braden Eckout. Hunter King will be next. He's a center fielder for Kearney. Then Matt Moore. Ty Roseberry, the first baseman, would come to the plate if anybody can get aboard here. Kearney sitting at 7-8 on the season after the win last night over Columbus on the road. And Hastings coming in very respectable at 12 wins and 7 losses. More importantly, 7-1 in the Cornhusker League. Angle jams him inside, and a pitch is going to be fouled away down the first base side, out of play. And the count remains in 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kearney Runza as a team is hitting 300 from the plate. Hastings, in comparison, is at 280. So Kearney, a little bit better hitting ball club here. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field, picked up by Cockrell out there for Hastings. So Braden Eckout will lead things off here in the bottom half of the first inning with a base hit to right field. Hastings, they had pretty good success in the first inning as well. They had a double and a single. They had guys at second and third base with one man out, but did not score. So we are still scoreless in this ball game with American Legion baseball action at Memorial Field on 1230 KHAS. Here's Hunter King coming up there next. Hunter King is the center fielder. His batting average to start today is sitting at 326 for Kearney. And here's the pitch by Pankaniemen. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. King was showing bunt there and then pulls it back and takes a strike in the outside corner. King leads the team in base on balls and in strikeouts. He's got 13 walks so far this year and 8 strikeouts. And the batting average is sitting at 326. Again, he squares around the bunt. This time he fouls it away. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike now to Hunter King. King has got 15 base hits and 46 trips to the plate. He's got 12 singles. He's got 3 doubles. No triples, no home runs. He has driven home 5 runs. He has scored 9 runs himself. He bats here from the left-hand side. A man is on down at first base. That is Eckout for Kearney Runza. Bango looks that way. Here's a pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Might have been a pitch out there as Asher grabs it way outside the plate, but nothing on there at first base. Hunter King is now looking at a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes here in the first inning of play. Matt Moore The left fielder would be up there next, and then Ty Roseberry, the first baseman for Kearney. There goes the runner at first base, and the pitch is going to be fouled away. Back into the stands, out of play. So the runner goes back to first base there for Kearney. And the count here at the plate is sitting at 1-2. Just underway here at Memorial Field, getting a little bit of a late start because of the duration of the juniors game tonight, which was won by Johnson Imperial Holmes. They came back from a 7-2 deficit to beat Kearney Post 52 tonight by a score of 12-8. So a big win. There's a ground ball towards second. A slow roller picked up by Kearney. Underhands it to first base. That's going to be in time. Hunter King is retired into play from second to first, moving the base runner along to a second base. So now there's one man out here in the first inning. And that's going to bring up the number three guy in the batting order. That's going to be Matt Moore. He's going to be another left-handed hitter here. Matt Moore wears number one on that white and blue uniform here for Kearney Runza. He's carrying a hefty batting average, too. Matt Moore is at 417. As he starts the ball game here tonight, Pangan Eben will go to work on him. And the pitch is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. So Matt Moore, who's playing out in left field tonight for Kearney Runza, at the plate for the first time here tonight. Taking a couple of practice swings. Now he's set to go. Here comes the next pitch. Ground ball gets through there. Right on by the third baseman in the left field. Around the back at third. Then he falls down in the play. That's going to be Eckhout. And now he's going to stop right there. And Kearney's got runners at the corners now at first and third base. Matt Moore, he singles right on by the third baseman for Hastings. That's a Mason Spilinick onto a left field. So now Kearney has got something going. They got runners on in the corners here with only one man out in the first. Ty Roseberry comes up there next for Kearney. Roseberry has a batting average of .348 on the season. So Ty Roseberry coming up there with a chance to give Kearney the lead here in this baseball game. Brooks Asher, the catcher for Hastings, out in front of the plate making the defensive call out there. Runners are on at first and third base. That count is over here at third base, and you've got Matt Moore at first. Pangan Eben looks toward first base, and diving back in there was Matt Moore. Hastings in the infield with Zach Merrill at first and Ryan Kern at second base. Brady Staten at shortstop. Mason Spilinick at third. There's a hard hit ball right to the shortstop. Brady Staten, he grabs the ball for the outs. Very first pitch, Ty Roseberry, a line shot to the shortstop. Brady Staten, who grabs the ball. That's a big play there. Now there's two men out. Two guys out here in the first inning. Runners are on at first and third base, and that's going to bring up Peyton Pocock next. Pocock, one of the top pitchers on the staff here for Kearney Runza. He's playing at second base here tonight, pitching-wise. He's very good and hitting not too shabby either. .308 is his batting average. And now the pitching coach for Hastings Five Points Bank, Kevin Asher, is going to come out here and have a couple of words with Alex Pangan Eben with Pocock. As much as respect as he's got around the American Legion baseball circles, it's going to draw a little of attention here from Pangan Eben and also the pitching coach for Hastings, Kevin Asher. So Kevin makes his way back off of the pitcher's mound. We got two men out here in the bottom of the first. No score between Hastings and Kearney here tonight. Pangan Eben throws one to the plate. That's going to be just outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Peyton Pocock, Warren Kearney, Chris Langan. The third baseman would be next. So Pocock, he comes up there. He leads the team actually in strikeouts. So he's tied for the lead with 8. He has walked 2 times so far this year. Waiting on the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. Peyton Pocock, 12 base hits and 39 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got 11 singles and he's got 1 double. No home runs. He's driven home 2 runs. He has scored 5 runs himself. 2-0 the count here. Here's the next pitch by Pangan Eben. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from Asher. Coming down the line. Head for a slide at the plate. And scoring in there is going to be Braden Eckhout. So a pass ball on the catcher, Brooks Asher, is going to result in a run here for Kearney Runza as Braden Eckhout comes storming down the line at third base. A head for a slide down at the plate here. And he gets across the plate for the first run of the ball game. Also running down to second base on the play is going to be Matt Moore. So it's a 1-0 ball game. Kearney has got the lead. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low, right at the knees for a called strike. Now 3 balls and 1 strike to Peyton Pocock. So 1-0 is the score. Connie with a lead here over Hastings 5 points back in American Legion baseball action. Back and even working from the stretch. Next pitch is going to be in there for another strike on the outside corner. So Pango just nibbling away here. 3-2 now should be the count on Peyton Pocock. We've got two men out here in this first inning of play. Here comes a 3-2. That's going to be popped up right back at us, and it's going to get out of play. So 3-2 and two men out. Peyton Pocock trying to protect the plate here for Connie Runza, trying to make something happen as Matt Moore is standing down there at second base. Pagany been working from the stretch, looks that way. Pango, a hard look at second base, offers one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a called third strike, and he strikes him out. Peyton Pocock is caught looking. That's the ninth time this year that Pocock has went down on strikeouts. That's going to be the first strikeout of the ballgame now for Alex Panganiban, and the inning is over. But Kearney is on the scoreboard. They score one run on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. And one man left on base. We go to inning number two. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Go to inning number two with a score. Kearney 1, Hastings nothing.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings, and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Is your equipment too big to go into your shed? You don't have to leave your valuable machinery outside all the time. So now's the time to give Square Deal Lumber and Hardware a call. Let Gene or Colby help you design a shed, shop, or garage. Check them out on the web at buysquaredeal.com or call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 to request a free quote. Know the difference. Compare the Astro advantages before you buy any building. BuySquareDeal.com. Check him out today.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes won the opener here tonight in the juniors ball game, winning by a score of 12-8. Hastings trailed 7-2 after just two innings. And Johnson Imperial Homes came back to beat Kearney Post 52-12-8. Hastings with 12 runs, 15 hits, and 4 errors in the ball game tonight. Kearney had 8 runs, 13 hits, and 3 errors. Grant Schmidt, 4 hits for Hastings. So Johnson Imperial Homes, they improved to 16 wins and 7 losses on the season. Kearney Post 52, down 13-5. There's a hard-hit ball, but right at the center fielder, Hunter King, who moves over to the right center to grab that ball, and Ryan Kern is out on the play as he flies out to center. So he gives it a nice ride, but right at the center fielder, Hunter King, who records the out. That's going to bring up Ben Clausen next. Clausen is the left fielder. Batting average to start today is sitting right at 200. Clausen has got 5 base hits in 25 trips to the plate so far this year. Hastings 5 points back. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be hit toward short, bobbled, picked up, and now thrown over to first base. That's going to be in time. So retired in the play there. Short to first. That was actually Braden Valentine. Valentine hitting here in inning number two. So we'll check that out. Braden Valentine did not get the start. It was Clausen who's been nursing some arm problems out there in the left field, and he may have injured himself early in this ball game. Braden Valentine was up to the plate there in the second inning of play, and we'll double check that when Hastings takes the field again. So it's two up, two down. Jamison Cockrell comes up there next for Hastings. There's a ball hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. Picked up by Vorhagen, making a big turn down there at first is Cockrell. Tell you what, he has been a man on the mission here this week so far. He was the hero last night for Hastings. Cockrell was 4 out of 5 from the plate, scored 4 runs, had 2 RBIs and 2 walks. And he leads off this ball game with another base hit for Hastings out of the number 8 position. So Jamison Cockrell is having a good week after really not playing over the weekend. His bat's been kind of quiet for Hastings, 5 points in the last week or so. That's going to bring up Brady Staten next. Staten had a big three-run double in his second ball game yesterday as Hastings, 5 points, knocked off North Platte out of the Smith Complex, 8-4. Staten has a batting average of 250 now in the season. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Hastings put runners at second and third base in the first inning, but did not score. Now there's two men out here in the second. Jamison Cockrell is down there at first base. Brady State, the number nine hitter in the batting order, is at the plate here. The next pitch to him is going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher. That's Ortley back to the screen and running down to second base on the play is going to be Cockrell. So a wild pitch or a pass ball there allows the Cockrell to take second in a scoring position. And now we'll see what Staten can do with a count at one ball and one strike. American Legion baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Cloudy, windy tonight here in Kearney. Here comes the next pitch to Staten. It's going to be a fastball that stays up high for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike. Braden Eckout is the pitcher for Kearney. Jamison Ortley is the catcher. Langen is over there at third base. Schreiner at shortstop. Pocock at second. Roseberry is over here at first base for the Kearney infield. Three balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch by Eckout. That's going to be outside for another ball. Another nice grab there by Ortley behind the plate. Brady Staten works out a walk here in this second inning of play. He heads down to first base, and that's going to bring up Brock Dreher next. Out on the outfield for Kearney, you've got Matt Moore out in left. Hunter King is in center, and Phil Vorhagen is out in right field. So Brock Dreher at the plate for the second time tonight. He grounded out his first time up there at shortstop. So he's 0 for 1 tonight, start of the night with a batting average of .255. Two men out for Hastings here in the top half of the second. This is scheduled for 7 here tonight at Memorial Field. Back out working from the stretch. There's a ground ball towards short. Schreiner has got it. Picks it up. He goes to first, and he's in time. Tell you what, Dakota Schreiner, he's very solid there at shortstop. He makes another play on the ball on to Brock Dreher. Throws him out easily over at first base. Hastings, they score no runs here in the second inning of play. No runs on one base hit, no errors. And two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Kearney 1, Hastings nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We are in Kearney. Kearney is out on top of Hastings 5 points. The score is 1-0 in the ball game. We're going to have numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order coming up here for Kearney Runza here in the second. That means Chris Langen, Dakota Schreiner, and Phil Vorhagen. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see Jamison Ortley. The pitcher here is Alex Pangani, but there's a high fly ball out there toward center field, but dropping back is going to be the second baseman, Ryan Kern, and he grabs the ball. The wind definitely holds that one up. Chris Langen on the very first pitch sends it sky high. It's retrieved there by Ryan Kern in shallow center field, so he makes the play on the ball, the first out of the second inning. Dakota Schreiner comes up there next. Schreiner with batting average of .360 on the season as he stumps in there from the right-hand side as he works against Alex Panganiban. There's a pitch to him. He's going to be swung on and missed. Nothing and one to Dakota Schreiner, so he's batting here in the second inning of play. Schreiner has got no walks this year, and he's got 7 strikeouts. There's a ball hit right to second base and a leaping catch there by Ryan Kern on the edge of the outfield grass. A nice defensive play there by Kern at second. He climbs the ladder to record the second out here in the second inning of play. Now Phil Vorhagen is going to come to the plate next. He is the right fielder. Phil's got a batting average of .250 so far this season for Kearney. He's got 9 base hits and 36 trips to the plate. Ricardy Runza. Here's the next pitch by Alex Panganiban. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Bornhagen has actually got a couple of home runs so far this season for Carney. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. And the count is evened up at 1-1. So he's 9 of 36 from the plate. He's got 6 singles. He's got 1 double and a couple of home runs. He's driven home 9 runs as the next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for the ball. 2-1, 2 men out. Panganiban working quickly. Next pitch, check swing, foul. Has now evened up at 2-2. So Phil Vornhagen in there for Carney Runza. Will be followed up by Jamison Ortley as Carney works in the bottom third of the order here in the second inning. They've got a 1-0 lead over Hastings 5 points, scoring their run in the first inning on a pass ball. Here's the next pitch, a curveball that just misses a little bit high, and the count goes to 3-2. Scheduled for 7 innings here tonight at Memorial Field between Hastings and Carney's second meeting of the season between these two teams. Next pitch is going to be popped up. Right side is going to be over here in foul territory, giving chase as the right fielder, and it's going to get out of play. That's an indication of how badly the winds are blowing here out of the north at about 25 miles per hour. It looked like you were going to have a lot of room to grab that ball over in foul territory, but as it ends up, it's about 15 feet out of play here on the near side, out of the empty field here that surrounds Memorial Field. So a long foul ball. 3-2 here at the plate on Vornhagen. Here's the next pitch. That's going to be hit to left field. Dancing out there and finally grabbing the ball is going to be Ben Clausen as he makes the catch. And that's going to be, we'll double check that because he did not bat his last opportunity. But Vornhagen, he flies out to left field. So Carney goes down in order here in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third with a score. Carney 1, Hastings nothing.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Memorial Field in Kearney, American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 1-0 as Braden Eckhout will come back out and throw for Kearney in the third. Hastings will have numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order coming up here. Mason Spilenick, also Alex Panganiban, and Brooks Asher. One of those guys get aboard, we'll see Zach Merrill. So Hastings in the meat of the order. They've had some base runners tonight. Had runners at second and third in the first inning, did not score. Had runners at first and second base in the second inning and did not score. So let's see what Hastings can do here in the top half of the third inning against Carney and Brayden Eckhout. There's a pitch to Spilenick, and he fouls this one away. First base side, out of play, nothing and one. Spilenick will start today with a batting average of .229. In the first inning, he had a single for the first hit of the ball game for Hastings. So Spilenick comes up there for the second time, and now he takes a strike on a curveball. And the count goes to nothing and two to Mason Spilenick. Spilenick now with 12 base hits in 49 trips to the plate. Here's a fastball that's going to back him away from the plate, up around the eyeballs there on Spilenick. Backs out of the batter's box and looks to head coach Russ Kindig down here in the third base box tonight. Ben Reimer over there in the first base box. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on, hit to the right side. That's going to be over the head of the second baseman, Pocock, in the right field. Picked up there by Vornhagen. And Hastings has another base runner Here in the third, Mason Spellin gets his second base hit of the ball game tonight. Another single to right field. Now we'll see if Hastings can come up with something here. Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next. Panganiban has a batting average of .339 so far this season. Pango is 20 out of 59 from the plate coming into the ball game tonight. He leads the team in doubles with 7. He also leads the team in RBIs with 15. As Pango comes up there for the second time here tonight, and the pitch to him is going to be outside, down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Panganiban had a double his last time up there. He drilled one to right center field. He has struck out 6 times. He has walked 7 times so far this year. Panganiban with a man down there at first base. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's hit on the ground towards second. Picked up there. Pocock, the second for 1 over to first base. Double play. So Panganiban hits into a double play, a 4-6-3 double play. Pocock, the Shriner, to Roseberry. And now nobody on for Hastings, and there's 2 men out. Brooks Asher coming to the plate next. Asher is 0-for-1 so far tonight. Flew out to right field his first time up there. Asher is starting the day with a batting average of .207. So Brooks Asher up here now with 2 men out here in the third, and the pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Asher, the St. Cecilia product. 12 base hits and 58 trips to the plate coming into the baseball game here tonight. Here's the next pitch by Eckhout. That's going to be a fastball. It's going to stay inside this time. And the count is at 2 balls and no strikes to Asher. Brooks so far this year with 9 singles. He's got 3 doubles to his credit. No home runs. 6 RBIs. He has scored 6 runs himself. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that's going to stay outside for another ball. It's 3 balls and no strikes. So Asher ahead on the count, 3-0. 10 base on balls and 7 strikeouts this season for Asher. Eckhout getting the sign from his catcher, Ortley. He's got it. Here's the full windup, and the pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's 3-1. Hastings dressed in their white baseball pants here tonight and their North Carolina blue tops. Carney is dressed in their all-whites with their navy blue numerals there tonight. There's a swing and a miss now by Asher. So after getting ahead of the count at 3-0, Asher is now looking at a full count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count with 2 men out. Here's the next pitch. Swung on, fouled away. Back to the screen. Count remains full at 3-2. And the wind's blowing out of the north tonight at about 25 miles per hour. That means they're actually blowing to the right field corner here at Memorial Field. Here comes the next pitch by Carney Runza. Ball's going to be hit toward right field, and it's going to be down in the corner. It's going to be in foul territory. So Eckhout leaves that one over the center portion of the plate. It's drilled to right field, but it curves over to foul territory with the wind blowing that direction for Asher. So he comes back to the plate here and grabs the club. He gets sent to go again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eckhout working quickly. Next pitch is a fastball, and he loses him as Asher gets a base on balls here in this third inning of play. He trots down to the bag at first. And that's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up by the pitcher for Kearney, Braden Eckhout. And that's going to bring up Zach Merrill next. Merrill is the first baseman. It's a 1-0 ball game if you're just joining us. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here's the pitch to Merrill. It's going to be a fastball right down the pipe there. No balls and 1 strike to Zach. 400 is his batting average. Merrill's got 7 base on balls, and he's got 3 strikeouts. Merrill winning on the pitch here with Brooks Asher down there at first base. He stays put. Next pitch is down low. The ball momentarily gets away from Ortley, but not far enough. Asher stays put at first base. So 1 ball and 1 strike is the count to Zach Merrill. Hastings batting here in the top half of the third inning. This one's scheduled for 7. Again tonight, hopefully the rains in the area will stay away long enough. There's a swing and a miss by Merrill. And it is now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zach Merrill so far this year, he's got 15 singles and he's got 3 doubles to his credit. He has driven home 8 runs. Man is on down here at first base right now for Hastings. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Takes something away off of that one and it's drilled to right field, but it's in foul territory. So the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braden Eckhout, your pitcher here for Kearney Runza tonight. And his season average is sitting at 1-1 on the year with a 3.91 earned run average. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 to count to Zach Merrill. Hastings last night, they had 13 base hits in the opening game against North Platte, and then had only 3 in the nightcap. Here's the next pitch. It swung out and missed, and Merrill strikes out. Merrill strikes out with a guy on at first base. That's going to be strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Kearney's Braden Eckout, and the inning is over here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. They score no runs here in the third. No runs on 1 base hit. No errors on Kearney. 1 man left on base. So Hastings has stranded 5 base runners in the first 3 innings. We go to the bottom of the third now here in Kearney with a score. Kearney runs out on top of Hastings 1-0.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Braden Valentine is playing out in left field now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. It was Ben Clausen who got the start tonight, and Valentine came to bat for the first time in that position. Down here at the number 7 position in inning number 2, and that's now Valentine out in left field for Hastings 5 Points Bank. So Clausen's sore arm may be acting up here tonight. And a couple of guys attend football camp this week. We have a couple of guys nursing some bumps and bruises. Sam Reimer did not play last night, and he's not expected to play here tonight. He was involved in the football camp, a kind of a physical football camp this week at Hastings College. Valentine was also involved in the camp there. Ben Clausen, of course, he was involved with a state track meet a couple of weeks ago and sustained a slight injury there. He's still nursing his way back to health. So Hastings has some bumps and bruises already this season as we play our 20th game of the year here tonight against Kearney. So Alex Pagan-Eben comes back out for Hastings. And coming into the play is going to be Jamison Ortley, the catcher. His batting average on the season is at 179. He scores around the bunt in the first pitch and takes the ball outside, 1-0 the count. Here's Pagan-Eben again working from the full windup. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count now at 1-1. Ortley up for the first time tonight is the catcher. He's got 5 base hits and 28 trips to the plate so far this year. Pagan-Eben gets his sign here from Brooks Sasher. Winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 2-1. Ortley has got 1 base on balls, and he's got 5 strikeouts so far this year. No homers, 2 RBIs. Here's the next pitch, the 2-1. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. It's now 2-2. So we got 9-1-2 in the batting order. Jamison Ortley, also Braden Eckout and Hunter King here in the third. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 1-0. There's a bouncing ball towards short, fielded there. Throw to first base is going to get by the first baseman, Zach Merrill, and everybody's going to be safe. Brady Staten had a play on the ball there as he grabs it on the grassy portion of the infield there and quickly gets it over to first baseman, Zach Merrill. The throw was not very good by stating it's shortstop, and it's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings here in this third inning of play. So Ortley is going to get aboard here. And now coming up there is going to be Braden Eckout. So Braden Eckout is going to come to the plate. They're actually going to give Ortley a base hit on that one. So Ortley gets a base hit instead of the Hastings error, but nevertheless, they got a runner on now at first base. Here comes the pitch to Braden Eckout. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 1-0. So Eckout is the pitcher for Kearney. He had a single his first time up there and came around to score the only run of the ball game thus far on a pass ball on Bricks Asher. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball, and it's now two balls and no strikes. So our count is ahead of the count at 2-0. Now they've changed their mind. They are going to chalk up an error on the Brady Staten at shortstop. So an error, the first one of the ball game for Hastings on the throw at shortstop. Ortley is down there at first base now. Panganiban will look that way as he works from the stretch. Here comes the 2-0 to the plate. Swung on and missed. Nice pitch there by Panganiban. Way out in front of that one was the batter Eckout. And the count is at two balls and one strike. So Braden Eckout, 19 base hits and 49 trips to the plate coming into the ball game tonight. Had seven doubles, a couple of triples. Leads the team in RBIs with 10. Here's the next pitch to him. Swung on and fouled away back to the screen. And now the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 to count to Braden Eckout. He has walked only four times this year. He has struck out six times. Man is on down there at first base. Jamison Ortley getting a board on the air on the Hastings shortstop, Brady Staten. So two balls and two strikes and nobody out. Panganiban taking some extra time between pitches here. Now looks over his left shoulder over there at first base. Comes set, throws one of the plates, swung on, hit to the left side. Bobbled at third base, retrieved, and a throw over to first is not in time. That was Mason Spilenick. He makes a nice play as he moves to his left to at least chop it down and keep the ball in the infield, but then could not make the throw to first base in time against Eckout. So now Carney has got base runners on at first and second base. Now they're going to chalk up an error on Mason Spilenick. So back-to-back errors for Hastings here in this third inning. And Carney has got some base runners now at first and second base and nobody out. Heather King, or Hunter King, comes to the plate next. He lays down a bunt. A nice one retrieved there by Panganiban. His throw is to first base. That's going to be in time, but the sacrifice certainly works as they move the base runners along now in the scoring position at second and third base and only one man out. So now Matt Moore comes up there next. So two Hastings errors has got the Hastings 5 points back in a little bit of hot water now here in the third inning with runners on at second and third base. Only one man out, and one of the leading hitters in the area, Matt Moore, is coming to the plate next. His batting average at .417. He will bat from the left side, and the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Matt Moore, he had a single his first time up there. Moore has walked 13 times. He has struck out 8 times this year. And a .417 batting average. He hits that one right out by the third baseman. Spolinek is in the left field. One run scores. Here comes the second one to the plate. And staying at first base, a two-run single. Matt Moore here in the third. He drills that one right on by the third baseman for Hastings, Mason Spolinek. And that one was just fair by inches as it hops over the bag down there. Finally retrieved out in left field. Down in the corner by Braden Valentine. And now it's a 3-0 ball game in favor of Kearney. That count comes around from second base to score. Coming in from third base to score is going to be Ortley. So the two errors on Hastings cost 5 points here in this third inning. They both come around to score. Some unearned runs chalked up against the Hastings pitcher, Alex Panganiban. So 3-0 is the score now as Ty Roseberry comes to the plate next. Roseberry lined down to the shortstop, Staten, back there earlier in the ball game at first. There's a ball hit to Spilling. He goes to second for one over to first base in time. Hastings turns a double play to get out of the inning. So a 5-4-3 double play will get Hastings out of the inning as that one was hit right to Spilling at third. He had plenty of time to get to the force at second base. Nice relay throw by Kern over to Merrill. And a double play turned here for Hastings. So the first double play of the ball game for Hastings. But Kearney comes up with a couple of runs thanks to a couple of Hastings errors here in the third. And Kearney's now got the lead over Hastings. Kearney runs at 3, Hastings nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank.
the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank, member FDIC. So Kearney has scored their three runs tonight thanks to two Hastings errors in the third inning of play. They scored their first run back there in the first on a pass ball or a wild pitch that allowed Eckhout to score. So Kearney has got a 3-0 lead over Hastings. Hastings 5 points so far, four base hits in the ball game, two errors, and they have left 5 men on the base paths through the first three innings. So Hastings now coming to the plate here in inning number four. We've got 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Ryan Kern, also Braden Valentine, and also Jameson Cockrell, who's been hot the past 2 nights. The count here at the plate, no balls and 2 strikes now to Ryan Kern as a Braden Eckhout continues to work there for Kearney. There's a catcher, Jameson Ortley, behind the plate. There's the next pitch. He's going to miss outside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. So we're in inning number 4 here tonight. This one's scheduled for 7 at Memorial Field, and Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-0. Here's Eckhout, full windup. The pitch to the plate is going to be outside, and that ball goes sailing right on through the mitt of Ortley behind the plate back to the screen. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Kern started the night with a batting average of .295. Kern in the 2 ball games yesterday, 2 out of 6 from the plate in that doubleheader against North Platte. He scored 2 runs, had an RBI, and also walked once as he fouls away the next pitch back to the screen. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Kern batting in the number 6 position here tonight. Next pitch, swung on a miss, and he strikes out way out in front of that one. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game by Braden Eckhout for Kearney. 1 man out here in the 4th inning. That's going to bring up Valentine next. Valentine, he grounded out to shortstop his first time up there. And Valentine did not get the start tonight. Ben Clausen did in left field, but he was inserted into the ball game as this position in the batting order came around the bat for the first time tonight. So Valentine back up there for Hastings for the second time as he takes a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0 the counts. Valentine has a batting average of .321 in the season. 9 out of 28 from the plate as the ball game got started tonight. Next pitch is going to be down low, a breaking ball that scuffs the carpet here. Valentine has got 8 singles and he's got 1 double. No triples, no home runs. He's driven home 3 runs. The count to him is a 1 ball and 1 strike. Eckhout's next pitch on the way. That's a fastball that stays inside. 2-1 the count here. Valentine has got 7 strikeouts. He's got 6 walks so far this year. Kearney's got the lead over Hastings 3-0 in American Legion baseball action tonight. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. That's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, they won the first ball game tonight over Kearney Post 52. The final score of 12-8. Hastings trailed 7-2 after 2 innings. They came back to win it 12-8. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Tapped down the line at third, fielded there. Long throw over to first base. That's not going to be in time. Chris Langen down there at third base. He retrieves it, but it was just a slow roller as Valentine just got a little piece of that one. And that's going to be an infield single for Braden Valentine. So that's going to be the 5th end of the ball game now for Hastings. And Hastings 5 points has got base runners on again. Or at least they've got one. That's Valentine down there at first. And Jameson Cockrell now comes to the plate for Hastings 5 points. He had his single his last time up there. And will take a strike here on the outside corner, 0-1. Cockrell was the hero last night in the twin bill against North Platte, 4 out of 5 from the plate. Scored 4 runs. He had 2 RBIs, and he walked twice. He squares around a bunt, pulls it back, and a fastball up around the eyeballs is be outside the strike zone. And the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike on Cockrell. Brady Staten would be next. Hastings trailing by 3 runs here midway through this ball game as we have reached the fourth inning at Memorial Field. Here comes the next pitch by Eckhout. It's on the way. That ball is going to be hit over the head of the shortstop, Dakota Schreiner, into left field. So another base hit around the bag at second is going to be Valentine digging for third. Sliding in at second base head first is going to be Cockrell. Now the ball gets away, but the runners stay put. Jameson Cockrell with his second base hit of the ball game here tonight. Moves the runner along to third base. Cockrell with a head first slide down there at the second base for Hastings. A big, big base hit there by the right fielder for Hastings. Jameson Cockrell, and now Hastings has got something going again. Here it's a second and third base, and only one man out. Hastings has stranded 5 base runners through the first 3 innings of play. Russ Kindig now making sure Cockrell is okay down there. It's a second base. He checks that out okay, and that's going to bring up Brady Staten next. So Hastings with a chance to do some damage here in the fourth inning of play. One man out. Runners at second and third base with a number 9 hitter coming up here. And Brady Staten, back out working from the stretch, offers one to the plate. A fastball is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one to Brady Staten. He's a 250 hitter. Staten yesterday was 1 out of 5. He had a big 3-run double in the second ball game yesterday as Hastings beat North Platte by a score of 8-4. Staten also had a couple of walks, but he struck out 3 times. Next pitch is going to hop to the catcher, Ortley, outside the plate. The count now is at 1-1. And playing on an artificial infield here tonight, not only the grass, but also the skin portion. We would normally see dirt. That is also fake here. You got real grass in the outfield at Memorial Field. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be a strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2 now to Brady Staten. There is one man out here in the inning. Brock Dreher would be next. Hastings trying to get on the scoreboard now as they are trailing 3-0 here in this contest. Braden Eckhout working from the stretch. The right-hander throws under the plate. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Hunter King goes over and grabbing the ball is going to actually give me the right fielder, Vornhagen, tagging up at third base, coming home. He's going to score. There's a Cockrell. He's heading to third base. Head first slide down there as a throw comes in. He's in there safely. So Brady Staten, he flies out to the right fielder, Vornhagen out there. He's going to drive home a run as Valentine comes in to score easily. Hastings is on the scoreboard now, 3-1, also tagging up at second base and moving to third on the play is Jameson Cockrell. Head first slide down there at the bag at third base as a throw came in from Vornhagen. It was not in time. So 3-1 is the score now. Kearney has got the lead. Brock Dreher coming to the plate next for Hastings. And the pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 now to Brock Dreher. He is 0-2 so far tonight. He's grounded out twice to the shortstop, Dakota Schreiner. So 2 men out. And again, the bottom of the order is doing some damage for Hastings in this ball game tonight, much like we saw in the first game last night. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. 2-0 to Brock Dreher. Mason Spilenick would be next. American Legion baseball action tonight from Memorial Field in Kearney. We're on the road with Hastings 5 points tonight. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to stay outside for a ball. And it's now 2-1. If you missed it, Hastings will be moving back to Duncan Field for their home games for the rest of the season, beginning with Tuesday night's meeting with Kearney as we play these guys again next Tuesday. But this one will be back at Duncan Field as Dreher is going to take his strike here. The count is at 3-1. 3-1 the count. Here's an Eckhout. He's going to rock and fire. The next pitch is going to be fouled away, first base side, and that's 3-2. So Hastings will play Kearney again next Tuesday, but this time at Duncan Field. Seniors will play the first game that night. They've got some ceremonies late in the afternoon with the mayor and some ribbon cutting, and then the seniors are going to play their first game at about 5:40. Then the juniors game will go at about 8:10 as the next pitch is fouled away. First base side. And the count remains at 3-2. So Hastings will see Kearney tonight. They'll play in a tournament in Omaha this weekend and then face Kearney again next Tuesday night at Duncan Field. There's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he loses him. A base on balls delivered up there by Eckhout. Trotting down in the bag at first is going to be Brock Dreher. That's going to be walk number 3 in the ball game now for the pitcher Braden Eckhout. And now Mason Spilnick comes to the plate next. Spilnick started the day with a batting average of 229. He's got a couple of singles so far here in this ball game. So three walks now ushered up there by Braden Eckhout. Hastings has got runners on at first and third base. They're still trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-1 as Spilenick digs in from the right side, and here's the next pitch that can be fouled away. First base side again, and it's nothing and one to Spilenick. I guess if you're on carpet, it's real tough maybe to dig in, but he takes his position on the carpet there on the right-hand batter's box, gets his feet set. Spilenick waiting on the pitch now from Eckhout, who comes set on the mound. Looks at first base, throws into the plate, down low, a little bit outside. Good grab there behind the plate by Ortley. And the count is at 1-1. You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We're in Kearney tonight for the 20th game of the season. Already for Hastings, 5 points back as the summer's sliding away. Here comes the 1-1 pitch now by Eckhout. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. It's now 2-1. Hastings will play in the area tournament this year. Late in July, we'll play out at Billwood Field out in North Platte this year. A 5-team area tournament. Kearney will be one of the teams that we'll see there. Normally a tough team to handle in the area tournament. There's a swing and a miss. The runner goes from first base, but it's a foul tap. Spilnick just got a little piece of that one, so the runner will have to go back to first base. That is Dreher, who is going on the pitch. Jamison Cockrell is over at third base for Hastings 5 points bank. 2-2, 2 men out here in the fourth inning of play. As we'll roll the deuces up on the scoreboard for the first time here tonight. And we've got Braden Eckhout taking some extra time. Now he comes set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Poked toward right field. Curving, and it's going to fall in foul territory. Probably on a night when the wind was not blowing, that one probably would have been caught by Vornhagen out there for Kearney Runza, but he can't catch up with the ball as it falls out of the foul territory. So everybody takes their respective spots back. Dreher heads back to first base. Cockrell is on at third base. Grabbing the bat here in the right-hand batter's box will be Mason Spilenick, and the count remains at 2-2. 3-1 is the score. Kearney has got the lead here tonight. Eckhout again with a new baseball. Now he's set to go again as he comes set. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 3-2. So 3-2. Dreher will be going on the pitch here at first base. Mason Spilenick, who's got a couple of base hits already in this ballgame, is hanging tough in there at 3-2. The count is full. Here comes the next pitch by Eckhout. It's going to be a tap foul again right on front of the plate. A tap foul. It's going to remain at 3-2 to Spilenick, and the runner goes back to first base. That is Dreher. So Mason Spilenick trying to find a pitch that he likes out there. Count 3-2 here. Spilenick, he has walked only 2 times this year, and he has not struck out. There's the ball hit to the right side. He gets through there for a base hit in the right field. A run comes in to score as Cockrell comes in from third base. Around the bag over to third on the play for Hastings is going to be Brock Dreher. And an RBI single there on a 3-2 pitch delivered up by Mason Spilenick. That one just gets by the first baseman, Ty Roseberry. Then the Pocock had a chance at it on the edge of the outfield grass back there. He couldn't come down with it, and Vornhagen finally had to grab it out there in the right field. So Hastings scoring a run. That's Cockrell. He comes in to score to make it a 3-2 ball game now in favor of Kearney Runza. And Hastings with runners at the corners still at first and third base, and there's 2 men out here in this fourth inning of play. So 3-2 is the score. And now we're going to have a visit from the head coach here for Kearney Runza as he makes his way onto the pitcher's mound for the first time tonight. Short little conference there as Eckhout will stay in the ballgame. 3-2. Hastings has got 7 base hits already in this contest against Kearney. They've out hit Kearney Runza 7-3, but they're trailing in the ballgame by a score of 3-2. Hastings still looking for more here in the top half of the fourth. Here's Alex Pangan-Eben coming to the plate next. Bango hit into a double play his last time up there. He had a double to right center field back there in the first, so he's 1-2 tonight. He will take a pitch inside for a ball here at 1-0 the count. The 7th man to come to the plate now for Hastings, 5 points here in this fourth inning. Eckhout from the stretch. There's the ball hit toward right field. Vornhagen has got his eyes on it. It's going to fall out into foul territory again and out of play. So So a long strike on Alex Panganiban. Pango started the day with a batting average of 339 tonight. He was 20 out of 59 from the plate with seven doubles. No home runs, a team leading 15 RBIs this year. He had a batting average sitting at 339 to start the day. One for two so far tonight. There's the next pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count down, Panganiban is sitting at one ball and one strike. Pango last night in the doubleheader against North Platte, he was 2 for 6. Scored a couple of runs, had 2 RBIs, walked once, struck out twice as Hastings swept the Platters last night at Smith. Next pitch is swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike, throwing down to first base and recording the out, and the inning is over. So Panganiban strikes out in the ball game. The catcher, Ortley, drops the third strike. But he retrieves the ball and fires it down to Roseberry to complete the strikeout. That's going to be strikeout number 4 in the ball game for Braden Eckout. Hastings back into the ball game, though. Hastings 5-point scores a couple of runs here in the fourth inning of play. They scored 2 runs on 2 base hits. No errors on Carney and 2 men left on base. Hastings is now stranded 7 base runners through 4 innings of play. Hastings trailing in the ball game after 3.5. It's Carney runs at 3, Hastings 2.
Body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Alex Panganiban coming back out here in the fourth inning of play for Hastings 5 points. You'll see numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order for Carney Runza. Led off here by Peyton Pocock, the second baseman in the number 5 position. Pocock, he struck out his first time up there in inning number 1. 1-1 to count to him. Next pitch can be fouled away. So it's 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Peyton Pocock. 308 is his batting average to start the ball game here tonight. Pocock also one of the mainstays on the pitcher's mound for Carney this year. He's got a 3-1 record on this young season as a pitcher. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch by Panganiban. A curve ball. It stays outside. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carney scores their first one of the ball game in the first inning on a pass ball on Brooks Asher. Then he scored 2 runs in the third on a couple of Hastings errors. There's a high fly ball. It's going to get out of play. And the count remains here at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Peyton Pocock. So Panganiban has thrown well, but he's still trailing in the ball game, 3-2. Hastings is out hit Carney tonight, 7-3. Hastings with 2 errors in the ball game. Carney with a goose egg. Next ball is going to be lifted towards center field. Settling under it out there for Hastings and making the catch is going to be Brock Greer. So Peyton Pocock, he flies out to Brock Greer out in center field, first out of the fourth inning of play. It's going to bring up Chris Langen next. Langen is at third base. Something that's probably went unnoticed here defensively. Hastings with a pretty good outfield this year. Ben Clausen out in left field. Brock Greer out in center field. And Jameson Cockrell out in right field. Not too many balls get by those guys. They can cover a lot of real estate. Clausen not playing tonight right now. Braden Valentine is out there in left field instead. Here comes the next pitch to Chris Langen. This is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Langen, he flew out to second base his first time up there to begin inning number two. Langen with a .222 batting average on the season. He bats from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside. Nearly hits Langen. Raises the arms, and the ball goes right into the mitt for Brix Asher. Two balls and no strikes now to Chris Langen. Dakota Schreiner would be next. Langen even working from the full windup. Next pitch, he could be outside for another ball. So three balls and no strikes. Connie scored that run in the first. They went down in order in the second inning of play. Two Hastings errors in the third led to two runs. And now Carney had their first guy go down here with a fly out to center field in the fourth inning of play. Langen is ahead in the count at three balls and no strikes. Bangeneben's next pitch is going to be right down the pipe there for a strike. Three balls and one strike now. Chris Langen up there for Carney Runza. Langen has struck out only twice this year, and he has walked two times. Here's the next pitch to him, a bouncing ball over the head of Pango at the pitcher's mound, fielded by Kern at second base. His throw to first is not going to be in time. Ball gets away. Heading down to second base on the play is going to be Langen. Head first slide. He's in there safely. So Chris Langen, he works his way around to second base on the play. That's going to be the third Hastings error. Ball gets away from the first baseman, Zach Merrill. It was a high chopper right over the head of Panganiban on the mound. Ryan Kern grabs it for Hastings at second base, and in his throw over to first baseman, Zach Merrill was way off of the target. Ball got away. So the third error on Hastings. Now Carney has got a man on at second base. Dakota Schreiner comes up there next. Schreiner, he flew out to second base his last time up there. So now Carney has got a man on in scoring position again in this 3-2 ball game. Carney runs it with the advantage. Here comes the pitch to Dakota Schreiner. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. No balls and one strike. So Hastings, who has been pretty solid defensively this year, throwing the ball around with three errors in this contest so far. We're just in the fourth inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit over the shortstop's head. That's Staten. He can't make the catch here, did he? No, Staten can't come up with it, and runners move to first and third base. Staten with a leaping grab out there at shortstop on the shallow portion of the outfield out there in the left field. Thought maybe he could come down with that one, but it goes ricocheting off of his glove, and Dakota Schreiner is going to get a base hit here. And now Carney has got runners on at first and third base in the fourth inning of play. Phil Vornhagen is going to come to the plate next. He is the right fielder. He flew out to left field his last time up there. Vornhagen with a batting average of .250 on the season as he steps to the plate here. So a big part of the ball game is only one man out for Carney. Runners are on at first and third base. Hastings already trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-2. Here comes a pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. Nothing and one to Phil Vornhagen or Carney Runza. He bats from the right-hand side. Vornhagen tied for the lead as far as the strikeouts are concerned. He's been whiffed eight times so far this year. Panganiban working from the stretch. Offers one to the plate. That ball is going to be lifted toward right center field. That's going to be trouble. It gets down. One run is going to score easily. The second one is going to be waved home as that one is up against the wall at 300 and some 50 feet away. And in there with a sliding triple is going to be Phil Vornhagen. So a two-run triple here by Phil Vornhagen. That one is in the gap at the right center field, finally retrieved out there by Dreher and Cockrell. Coming in to score from third base on the play is going to be Langen. Obviously, he scores easily there for Carney Runza. All the way around from first base and scoring is going to be Dakota Schreiner. So a big base hit there for Phil Vornhagen. A triple that scores a couple of runs. And Carney Runza has now got the lead over Hastings by the score of 5-2. Coming up there next is going to be Jameson Ortley. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and takes the pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So a two-run single in the third inning for Matt Moore. And a two-run triple by Phil Vornhagen here in the fourth inning of play. He's got Carney runs out on top now by the score of 5-2. Here's the next pitch, bouncing ball. Kern at second base, bobbles it, and then flips it to first base. That's going to be in time. That catches Ortley down there, but another run that comes in to score as Vornhagen touches the plate. Wortley is retired into play from second to first. Hastings actually had the infield pulled in, and they're going to try to chop down that runner at the plate. It was a chopper to the second baseman, Ryan Kern, who then bombles the ball, and his only play then was to first base. They had no chance of getting Vornhagen. They got a good jump there at third base, so the only out was at first base, and they do that, but another run comes in to score. That makes it a 6-2 ball game now in favor of Kearney. This is going to bring up the top of the order again, an Eckhout coming up there. He checks swing. They say he went around with it, so a called strike here. Nothing and one to Braden Eckhout in the fourth inning of play. Next pitch is a fastball from Panganiban. It's going to miss inside. This inning started with a fly out to center field, and then Hastings with an error, a single, then a triple, and then a ground out here. There's another bouncing ball toward short. Staten has got it. His throw to first base was low, but dug out there by Zach Merrill at first base. And the inning is over as Braden Eckhout is retired in the play from short to first. But again, Kearney comes up with three runs here in the fourth inning of play. They get a couple of base sets. Hastings with one error, and Kearney with nobody left on base. We get go to the top of the fifth inning now with a score. Kearney 6, Hastings 2.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight at Memorial Field in Kearney. Kearney runs out on top of Hastings by a score of 6-2 now in the ballgame. Kearney has got 6 runs on 5 base hits, no errors. Hastings with 2 runs on 8 base hits. They've committed 3 errors. But Kearney taking advantage of the Hastings miscues so far in the ballgame. Hastings has had plenty of base runners, or at least plenty of chances in this game. They left 7 men on the base pads through the first 4 innings. So Brooks Asher comes to the plate here for Hastings here in the 5th. It'll be 4, 5, and 6, the meat of the order here for Hastings. Asher, Merrill, and Kern. And when those guys get aboard, we'll see Braden Valentine come to the plate. So Kearney runs are working with the lead now. Here in the middle innings of this ball game, it's scheduled for 7 here tonight at Memorial Field. Braden Eckhout continues to throw out there for Kearney Runza. Eckhout's went all the way. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, hit on the ground toward Pocock at second. He scoops it up like a vacuum sweeper and goes over to first base in time to catch Brooks Asher. Asher now 0-2 from the plate tonight. Zach Merrill comes up there next. Merrill has struck out twice in this ball game against Eckhout. Merrill had a batting average right at the 400 mark coming in here. So Zach Merrill, who is the winning pitcher in game number 1 last night against North Platte, playing at first base tonight. Merrill struck out 13 on the hill last night against the Platters and picking up his third win of the 2014 season. Played at first base in the second ball game. He's playing at first base again tonight. Takes a pitch in there for a strike in the outside corner. Next one, same spot, same result, strike. Merrill falls behind on the count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hastings batting here in the top half of the 5th inning. Here comes the next pitch by Eckhout. That's going to be way outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. Hastings will play in Omaha this weekend, and they get set to face Kearney Runza again next Tuesday in the re-grand opening at the old digs. We'll be back at Duncan Field next Tuesday night. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that stays up high for a ball. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings 5 points will play in the first ball game next Tuesday when we open the doors. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes will play the second game at about 8:10. Ceremonies being planned for about 4:15, 4:30 next week, just ahead of the Hastings 5 points ball game. As we open up a $3 million facelift. Three balls and two strikes is the count here. Next pitch is going to be down low, and Merrill gets a walk. So after falling behind zip two, Zach Merrill gets a walk here to lead off. Actually, in the fifth inning of play, not leading off. They had Asher ground out to begin the inning, then Merrill. So that's going to be walk number four given up there by Eckhout. So there's one man out. Ryan Kern comes to the plate next. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Here's the pitch to him at fastball. It's going to stay down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Kern, he struck out his last time up there in inning number 4. He flew out to center field in inning number 2. So he's 0 for 2 tonight. Merrill's going to stay in there. He'll run for himself down there at first base. Takes a lead. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Hastings has struck out 4 times so far tonight. They struck out 13 times in the 2 games last night against North Platte. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Vornhagen stands there and he grabs the ball. Boy, he didn't have to move more than about 6 inches. Drilled right to him out in right field as Ryan Kern is retired in the play. That's his second out of the 5th inning. And that's going to bring up Valentine next. So Braden Valentine, who's playing out in left field tonight for Ben Clausen. He comes to the plate. He is 1 for 2 tonight. He had a single back there in the 4th inning of play. Came around to score one of the 2 runs. And he grounded out to short his first time up there. Here's the pitch to him. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes a pitch down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Your base runner is Zach Merrill down there at the bag at first. Holding him on defensively is Ty Roseberry for Kearney. Braden Eckhout has went all the way on the pitcher's mound here for Kearney Runza. He's got a 6-2 lead. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So 1-1 now to Braden Valentine. Jameson Cockrell has got 2 base hits again tonight. He's standing in the on-deck circle here, hoping to get a chance with runners in scoring position. Here comes the next pitch. The ball is going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play on the first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. So 1-2 the count here to Braden Valentine. Winds have died down a little bit now in Kearney, and it's turned out to be a pretty good night here. Still a slight breeze at about 20 miles per hour, blowing right at the folks here out of the stands. Next pitch is a curveball that misses, a slow curve, but just stays outside. They count 2-2 now on Braden Valentine. Temperature is with 75 degrees at game time here tonight with thunderstorms in the area. We've had no threat of rain all night long here. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to get out of play. And the count remains at 2-2. Jameson Cockrell and then Brady Staten, the scheduled hitter for Hastings here in the 5th. Hastings 5 points back has got 2 men out there. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-2. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Hunter King drifts back, now moves to his left and grabs the ball to record the out. So Valentine gives that baby a right and a half, but Hunter King, he chases it down in center field there for Kearney. Hastings, they score no runs in the 5th inning of play on no hits, no errors, 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning now with a score, Kearney 6, Hastings 2.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings trailing Kearney runs and the score is 6-2. As Kearney bats now here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Hunter King coming up there, number 2 hitter in the batting order. Matt Moore, Ty Roseberry, then Peyton Pocock for Kearney. Alex Pangadiban stays out there for Hastings. The throw here in this inning. And Pango, he played in the first ball game between these two teams, threw 4 innings against Kearney, so he's now throwing in his 5th. Against Kearney runs there here in meeting number 2. There's a ball that's going to be drilled to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Retrieved out there by Cockrell, who grabs the ball and gets it back to the infield. So a leadoff single here for Hunter King. King's first base hit of the ball game here tonight. So Kearney has got a base runner. They've had base runners in every inning except for the second tonight. Matt Moore coming up there next. Moore, he is 2-for-2 so far tonight. Had a 2-run single back there in inning number 3. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there from Asher right on the money. But, yes, they have got him down there. Got a delayed call down there at second base, but a nice throw. Hunter King is retiring the play. Brooks Asher guns him down, trying to steal second base. So a good throw by Asher. So just like that, one single, and then a pickoff down there at second base as Hunter King is thrown out of the play by Brooks Asher, and there's one man out. Bases are now empty for Kearney. Matt Moore then takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Brooks Asher has been very valuable for Hastings, doing a majority of the catching chores all season long for Hastings 5 points. That's not an easy thing to do in doubleheaders. There's the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, 1-2 the count. Banging even again, rocks and fires. That pitch is a fastball. It's going to stay outside, way outside, matter of fact. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banging even gets his sign. Now he's working quickly as he tries to pick up the pace a little bit. Next pitch is hit towards second. Kern has got it. He's throwing the first base. That's going to be in time. Ryan Kern, he had to move to his right over near the bag at second to retrieve that one. Banging even couldn't grab it on the mound, but Kern chases it down behind the bag at second and had to make that tough throw over to first baseman Zach Merrill to record the out. So now there's 2 men out here in the fifth inning of play. Ty Roseberry is going to come to the plate next for Kearney, and he takes a pitch here. That's going to miss inside, 1-0 the count. Roseberry so far tonight is heading into a double play, and he's lined out to shortstop. So he's 0-for-2. Here comes the next pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be down low for a ball. 2-0 the count here. Panganiban again working quickly. Here comes the next pitch. That ball's going to be fouled away in the first base side, out of play. 2 balls and 1 strike. Kearney runs in, normally a very tough team in come area tournament time. They've won this thing several years in a row, but this year sitting right around the third mark at 7-8. On the season, entering this ball game tonight, Hastings with a little bit better record. They are 12-7. Hastings is at 7-1 in the Cornhusker League. They've only lost one game in the league. Roseberry fouls away the next pitch. And the count to him is at 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 men out. Next pitch by Panganiban. Hit towards center field. Dreher coming on, and Dreher's going to make the catch out there in center. Rock was playing pretty deep out there, but he gets on his horse and grabs the ball out there in center field to record the out. So 3 guys come to the plate here in the fifth inning of play. Kearney scores no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. Nobody left on base as Asher guns down Hunter King attempting to steal down there at second base. So 5 innings in the books tonight. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 6, Hastings 2.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
So Braden Eckhout is going to be retired off of the pitcher's mound now. Dakota Schreiner is going to come on and throw here in inning number six. So Braden Eckhout, he goes five innings for Connie tonight. He gives up the two runs. And he also gives up the eight base hits. Two runs and eight hits for Braden Eckhout. He was able to, let's see, had four walks in the ball game as well. Struck out a guy in the first inning of play. Struck out one in the second. One, two in the third. So he had four strikeouts. So that's his numbers. He is done. He goes over to a shortstop, and Dakota Schreiner comes out and throws now for Carney Runza. So Braden Eckhout, five innings pitched, two runs given up, eight hits, four walks, four strikeouts. And now Dakota Schreiner is out there trying to finish things off. It's Hastings trailing the ball game by a score of 6-2. As a pitch is going to be fouled away by Jameson Cockrell. Cockrell, he has got two base hits already again tonight. A couple of singles. He has scored a run. Cockrell again yesterday, four out of five in that doubleheader against North Platte. So he's been on a tear the last two nights. Dakota Schreiner, right-handed thrower, will try to get to him now. It's one ball and two strikes. Dakota Schreiner in relief. He has thrown 12 innings, making his fourth appearance of the season. His actual record is no wins and two losses. He's got no saves this year. As the next pitch is going to be popped up over here in the first base side, it's going to get out of play. So out of the 12 innings that Schreiner has thrown, he has given up 16 hits and 10 runs, five of those earned, one base on balls, three strikeouts, ERA 2.91. So Dakota Schreiner now out there for Connie Runza to try to finish things off. Connie's got the lead 6-2 over Hastings. There's the ball hit right to the shortstop, but it's over his head. That's Eckhout, who's now at shortstop. He tries to leap up there to grab the ball. It's over his head in the left field. So another base hit here by Jameson Cockrell. His third base hit of the ball game. Now Brady Staton comes up there next. Hastings scored their two runs in the fourth inning. That's the ninth inning of the ball game now for Hastings. They've actually out-hit Kearney in this ball game, but they're still trailing by a score of 6-2. Here's Staton. He squares around the bunt and pulls it back and takes a pitch inside. 1-0 the count. Kearney scored a run in the first inning on a wild pitch. They scored two runs in the third inning on a couple of Hastings errors. Then he scored three more in the fourth inning of play. They got a 6-2 advantage now over Hastings, 5 points. There's Dakota Schreiner. His next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike to Brady Staton for Hastings. Staton in the number 11. Nine position here tonight. Number 11 on that North Carolina blue uniform. Next pitch is going to be behind Staton. A nice grab there by Ortley behind the plate. Actually behind the right-handed hitter there in Brady Staton. So they count two balls and one strike. That pitch got away from Schreiner. Staying down there at first base is Jameson Cockrell as he takes his lead. Roseberry holds him on. He stays put as the next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Hastings needs to get some base runners here. We're in the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for seven here tonight in Kearney. Kearney runs it the second time this season facing Hastings. They won the first ball game 5-3. There's a ball hit right to third base. They go to second for one over to first base. That's not going to be in time. So a nice play on the ball by the third baseman, Chris Lang, and he goes over to second, gets the force out on Cockrell. But the relay throw by Pocock over to Roseberry was not in time. So now one man out for Hastings here in the sixth. That's going to be Brady Staten down there at first base. Brock Greer comes to the plate. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled away in the first base side. Brock Greer falls behind the count of no balls and one strike. Well, Jack Greer tonight, he's grounded out twice to shortstop. He's had a base on balls. He's officially 0 for 2 here tonight. Started the day with a batting average of 255. Greer yesterday was 1 out of 4 for Hastings in a doubleheader against North Platte. Scored a run, had 4 walks, and he struck out once. Here comes the next pitch by Schreiner again. It's going to be fouled away, this time on the third base side. Right in front of the Carney runs a dugout down there. Retrieved as the ball comes back to Schreiner on the hill. No balls and 2 strikes here. To Brock Greer, number 1 in the batting order for head coach Russ Kindig. Hastings has left a lot of runners on the base paths here tonight. They've got one right now at first base as Cockrell. Dakota Schreiner stumps off with a rubber as Cockrell heads back to the bag at first. So now you've got Chris Langen at third base. Braden Eckout is at shortstop. Pocock is at second base, and you've got Roseberry over here at first. Next pitch is a curveball that just misses outside. 1-2. Ortley behind the plate. Now Dakota Schreiner on the mound for Kearney. Matt Moore out in left. Hunter King is out in center. Vornhagen is out in right field. Schreiner works from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. Fouled again off of the leg of the batter for Hastings. That's Brock Greer. So the home plate umpire comes out and makes that call there. Brock Greer heads back to the right-hand batter's box. 1-2. Inning number 6 here tonight. Dakota Schreiner looking in for the sign from Jamison Ortley. He's got it as he works from the stretch. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. Pocock gets it. Goes to second base for 1 over to first base. That's not going to be in time. A good effort down there by Greer as he goes diving into the bag at first. He goes tumbling over the bag over here in the foul territory. He made it hurt himself. Brady Staten is retired in the play down there at second base. Pocock goes over to Eckout. To record the out there, and then the reload throw by Eckout over to first baseman Roseberry was not in time. Then diving into the bag down there was Brock Greer. He shows great effort trying to get there to break up that double play, but he may have turned an ankle down there as he's hobbling out in foul territory. He's kind of lunges at the bag at the first base trying to get there before the throw got there. He got that accomplished, but you know, he comes up a little gimpy out here in foul territory. So there's going to be 2 men out. They get back to action here. 2 men out in the 6th inning. Mason Spilenick will come to the plate next for Hastings. Ben Reimer, the first base coach, is attending to Brock Greer. Brock's going to stay in the ball game as he goes limping over to the bag at first base. He's going to stay in there. So Brock Greer is aboard at first base now with 2 men out for Hastings. Spilenick comes to the plate next. Start of the day with a batting average of .229. He's got 3 singles in this ball game so far. Drove home a run back there in the 4th inning. So Spilenick having a good night. He hits that one out toward right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Picked up there by Vornhagen around the bag at second. Heading to third base is going to be Dreher. Head first slide down there at third base, and he's there safely. As a throw comes in, Brock Dreher moves over to third base on a play, and Mason Spilenick has been the hero in this game. He's got his 4th base hit of the ball game now for Hastings. So 4 hits by Spilenick. Hastings with runners on at first and third base. There's 2 men out here in the 6th inning. And now Alex Panganiban comes to the plate. Hastings now working in the meat of the order here. It's Panganiban, the number 3 hitter in the batting order, comes up there. Start of the day with a batting average at .339. He struck out his last time up there. Hit into a double play in the 3rd, and he had a double back there in the 1st inning to right center field. So he's 1 for 3 here tonight. Hanging even with a chance to maybe help himself out here with a runner on that third base. Dakota Schreiner offers one to the plate. That's going to just miss outside. And the count is at 1-1 now to Alex Panganiban. Yesterday in the doubleheader against North Platte, he was 2 for 6 from the plate. Scored 2 runs, 2 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out once. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards short. Eckhout has got it. He goes to first base, and that catches Panganiban, and the inning is over. And again, Hastings strands a couple of base runners here in inning number 6. Hastings 5 points back. They score no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Kearney. Two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score. Connie 6, Hastings 2.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS at Memorial Field in Kearney. Hastings is trailing Kearney Runza by the score of 6-2. Hastings has got double-digit hits here tonight. They've got 10 base hits in this ballgame. They've got three errors. They've left 10 men on the base pads. Kearney has got 7 base hits. They've committed no errors. And Kearney has only left one man on base so far tonight. So Kearney getting the job done, getting their guys home. That's not to have been the story for Hastings. Peyton Pocock coming up here to begin the sixth inning of play. Bang and Eben stays out there for Hastings 5 points bank. The pitch here in the sixth inning. Pocock so far tonight, he is 0-2. He has struck out once and he's fallen out to center field. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes to Peyton Pocock. So we got 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order here for Kearney here in this inning. Pocock started the day with a batting average of 308. He watches that one go by. It's going to be a strike. And a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes won the first game tonight over Kearney Post 52 on a score of 12-8. There's a ground ball towards second. Ryan Kern grabs it. He goes to first. That's going to be in time to catch Pocock. He is retired in the play. That's going to bring up Chris Langen next. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, they trailed 7-2 after just 2 innings, but they come back to win it by a score of 12-8 in the ball game tonight here at Memorial Field. Grant Schmidt was the hitting star. He had 4 base hits. Johnson Imperial Homes with 12 runs, 15 hits, and 4 errors in the ball game. Kearney had 8 runs, 13 hits, and 3 errors. Bouncing ball to Kern this time, and he goes to first base. Same result, a putout over there at first base. So 2 up, 2 down here for Kearney in the sixth inning. And that's going to bring up Dakota Schreiner next. Schreiner is now the pitcher for Kearney Runza. Switching places with Eckout in the last inning. Eckout is now at shortstop. So Dakota Schreiner is up there, the pitcher. He is 1-for-2 so far tonight. Had a single in the last inning, came around to score a run. He also flew out to the second baseman back there in inning number 2. Schreiner started the day with a batting average of 360. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball there by Panganiban. It misses. And the count is at 2 balls and no strikes now to Dakota Schreiner. Phil Vornhagen, the right fielder, would be next. And then Jameson Ortley as we work on the bottom third of the order here for Kearney Runza. Here's the next pitch. Hit right back to Pango on the mound. Should be an easy out, and it is. So Kearney, for the second time tonight, goes down in order here in the sixth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning with a score. Kearney 6, Hastings 2.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings comes to bat now here in the top half of the seventh inning. Hastings 5 points Bank will need four runs to continue the ball game. And we got Brooks Asher, we got Zach Merrill coming up, Ryan Kern, and then Braden Valentine are trying to scratch out four runs here in the top of the seventh inning. They're trailing Connie tonight by a score of 6-2. Connie got on the scoreboard in the first inning of play. They got runners to second and third base and one man out. Braden Eckhout came home on a pass ball, and Brooks Asher grabbed a 1-0 lead. Connie then adds a couple of more runs in the third inning on a couple of Hastings errors, and they've been in the driver's seat most of the way. Hastings did come up with two runs in the fourth inning of play, but Connie responds with three in the bottom of the fourth, and that's the way we stand. It is 6-2. Hastings is trailing in the ballgame here tonight to Connie Runza. Brooks Asher at the plate here, 0-1 the count. Here's the next pitch right to the second baseman, Pocock, and he grabs it. He hit it right on the nail there, but right at the second baseman, Peyton Pocock, who grabs the ball for the first out. So Asher lines out to second base to begin the seventh inning. Zach Merrill is going to come up there next. Merrill started the day with a batting average of .400, but he's 0-2 tonight. He's struck out twice, and he has walked once. And here's the pitch to him. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. 0-1 the count. We'll name our player of the game coming up right after this one tonight, and then our coach's post-game show with head coach Russ Kindig. Hastings will play in Omaha this weekend and then face this Kearney team again next Tuesday as we open the doors again to the renovated Duncan Field. There's a ground ball, Eckhout at shortstop. He throws it to first base. That's going to be in time, and two up, two down here for Hastings here in this seventh inning of play. Ryan Kern's going to come up there next. Ryan Kern, he is 0-3 tonight. Flew out to center, struck out once, flew out to right field. So Connie opened the season with a 5-3 win over Hastings. Now Connie has got the lead here. It is 6-2. There's a high fly ball towards center field. Hunter King backs up, dances out there in center field, and he makes the catch. And the ball game is over. Connie is going to win the ball game here tonight over Hastings by the score of 6-2. Six runs, seven hits, no errors for Connie. Two runs, 10 hits, and three errors for Hastings. So Hastings falls to 12 wins and eight losses on the season. Connie improves to 8 wins and 8 losses. Again, Connie knocks off Hastings tonight. Final score is 6-2. Back with a recap after this.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Kearney beats Hastings tonight in American Legion baseball action. Final score of 6-2. In the final numbers, Kearney six runs, seven hits, no errors. Hastings with two runs, 10 hits, three errors. Alex Pangadipan, the losing pitcher. He's now 3-2 in the season. He goes six innings tonight, gives up six runs, seven hits, one strikeout, no walks. Braden Eckout was the winning pitcher for Kearney. He went five innings tonight, gives up the two runs, eight base hits. He walked four, struck out four. Eckout, he improves to two wins and one loss in the season. Dakota Schreiner came on and threw the sixth inning of play for Kearney. So again, Hastings falls to Kearney, runs it tonight by a score of 6-2. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our postgame report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
Getting back here at Memorial Field, Kearney runs it for the second time this season. Knocks off Hastings, this time 6-2. 10 base hits for Hastings, but they leave 10 guys in the base pads, and it wasn't enough to beat a team like Kearney. And Kearney runs it, picks up the win 6-2 over Hastings. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. We'll come back and name our Players of the Game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Game tonight for Hastings, 5 points bank. First of all, on the offensive side of things, Jameson Cockrell again leads Hastings at the plate. He went 3-for-3 in the ball game here tonight. He scored a run. So Cockrell in the last three ball games is currently hitting 7-for-8 at the plate. And also coming up huge on the offensive side of things here tonight was Mason Spilinick, because he had 4 base hits in the ball game. So those guys account for 7 out of the 10 hits that Hastings had tonight. Spilinick had 4, and Cockrell, he had 3. Spilinick with 4 singles in the ball game tonight, also drove in a run in the fourth inning of play. So Mason Spilinick and Jameson Cockrell are players of the game tonight as Hastings drops this one to Kearney Runza by the score of 6-2. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the Coach's Post Game Show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto,
home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings. It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
Back here at Memorial Field in Kearney, Hastings drops this one tonight to Kearney by the score of 6-2. Having an extended chat down there tonight. Russ Kindig and his players still huddled down on the first base line down there following their loss here tonight to Kearney Runza, 6-2. And in the opener tonight, it was Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. They came back to beat Kearney Post 52 by the score of 12-8 in the first ball game here tonight. Hastings actually trailed 7-2 in that ball game after just two innings of play, but they came back to beat Kearney Post 52 by the score of 12-8. Hastings had 15 base hits in that ball game. They committed four errors. Kearney had 8 runs on 13 base hits. They committed 3 errors. Grant Schmidt again was the hitting star for Johnson Imperial Homes. He had 4 base hits in the ball game. So Hastings picking up a big win tonight on the junior side of things. Hastings improves to 16 wins and 7 losses on the season. Only the 5th loss of the year for Kearney Post 52. They are now 13-5. Again in the seniors contest tonight, Kearney 7 base hits. Hastings had 10. Hastings leaving 10 men on base tonight. And the Hastings miscues really got to him here in this ball game. Hastings had a pass ball that allowed Kearney to score the first run of the ball game in the first inning. Hastings then committing a couple of errors in the third inning of play that opened a door for a couple of more runs. Kearney then adding 3 runs in the fourth inning of play on a 2-run triple by Phil Vornhagen. And they were able to shut the door on Hastings as the Hastings 5 Points Bank seniors did not score from the fifth inning on. And Kearney Runza beats Hastings for the second time this season, beat him 5-3 in the opener, and they beat him 6-2 here in their 20th ball game of the season. So Hastings falls to 12 wins and 8 losses on the year. They're now 7-2 in the Cornhusker League. Kearney Runza, they improved to 8 wins and 8 losses on the year. Hastings will play in a tournament coming up this weekend in Omaha, and then Hastings will play Kearney again next Tuesday night. That'll be the re-grand opening of Duncan Field. We'll get back into the old digs at Duncan Field after their some $2.5 million renovation project has been completed. And we'll play that ball game at 5:30 next Tuesday night. The seniors will play the first ball game at 5:30, and the juniors will play the second ball game at about 8:10 next Tuesday. So we'll see Kearney Runza again next Tuesday night. Russ Kindig joins us on the post game show here tonight. Russ, a tight ball game most of the way, but some miscues along the way, and that's basically was the story here on this one tonight.
Yeah, you know, we said it early. We got to make every play. We had 3 that were pretty tough that we didn't make, and, you know, pass ball there, that kind of stuff we can't have at senior level and against a good team like Kearney.
Yeah, pass ball in the first inning of play gave them their first run, and then we've mentioned the 2 errors in the third inning, and you just can't give Kearney extra chances, and that's what it was. You gave them 2 errors, and they capitalized. They're a good team.
Right, yeah, and ball and Langan that Ryan threw away, probably a base hit with the error going to second, is how we marked it in our book. That's a tough play. He's got to know who the runner is there, and he probably had another second or so to throw that one. Brady Staten coming over on the ball behind the home, behind the pitcher's mound. We didn't even give him an error in ours, but play we got to make. Mace Spilnick, the ball in the hole over there, that's a tough play again. He probably doesn't know where to go. Hopefully he knows where to go with it, but even then, across the diamond is going to be a tough play. So we just got to make those plays and, gosh, you know, hit the ball like we wanted to and like we have been. So yeah, good sign there.
Yeah, you actually out-hit Kearney tonight 10-7. So you got double digits in hits again, but really didn't do anything with it as you left 10 guys in the base pads tonight.
Yeah, disappointing there. We've been good in that department, I thought, all year. And, God, tonight you look at Mason Spilnick and Cockrell, I think they had 8 of our 10 hits. So, you know, we hit the ball hard a lot, but we didn't find holes other than those two. So we can't leave 10 guys on, that's for sure.
Cockrell, again, we talked about him last night, talked about him in the pregame show. He comes up with another 3 base hits again tonight. He's on fire the past 3 games.
Yeah, he sure is. He's going to hit there too, because if that's what it takes, we'll stay in a hole all year. God, we just hope Brock Drew is all right. We can't lose him right now. He really patrols that outfield for us.
Mason Smolnik with four base hits tonight, so he comes up with a big ball game for you.
Yeah, we've been looking for a guy to hit in that two hole. We used Spilly there a little bit this weekend and did all right. We tried going up there a little bit more with some speed with Ben last night and put Spilly back in there. So likes hitting the ball to the right side. That's a good guy to have in the two hole. Can bunt, so he'll stay there for a little bit.
Alex Panganiba, and he goes the distance for you. Probably pitched well enough to win most games tonight.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they only had two real good hits, the ball in the gap in right center, the ball down the line by a lefty on third baseline. So, you know, they capitalized where we didn't, and that pretty much is the story tonight.
Again, 10 runners left on base for Hastings, 5 points back tonight. Really tells the story in this baseball game here tonight. So now you take off, you play in Omaha again this weekend. You get to see these guys again next Tuesday night in our third meeting between the two teams.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we come out and play on our field like they did tonight, make the plays that we have to, and, you know, get through this weekend.
What about this weekend? What's the story this weekend in Omaha tournament again?
Right, we go Millard North on Friday. We got Scutt and Gross, a couple Catholic schools on Saturday, and then Bellevue West on Sunday. So we're hoping that Clausen can go tomorrow night. He came out early today again with an arm problem, so chances of that happen probably aren't very good. We'll go Staten and Foot are kind of our weekend guys, and then Sunday, if it's Valentine or whoever it is, we'll fill in when whoever we need to.
And we kind of talked to all night long. You've got some bumps and bruises now. We're playing our 20th game of the season. You expect those, but you've got the football camp thrown in there. You've got some guys that we kind of need to nurse back to some good health here.
Yeah, you know, anytime you come into your league game, Brady Staten's filled in great, hitting the ball a little bit. You know, would we like to have Sam out there? I don't think Brady hurt us. So, you know, step up and play, and Brock hurt now a little bit with that ankle. His game's a little bit of speed, you know, so that might hurt us. Brady with the bad arm, you know, we'll get there. We're definitely showing up. Make me look bad now.
Welcome to the big leagues. Huh?
Yeah,
you got
no
some
kidding.
Injuries. All right, have a good weekend. We'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That's Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings, 5 points. Again, Hastings drops one here tonight to Kearney, 6-2. Back with a final word after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
So Kearney wins it tonight. Final score of 6-2 over Hastings, 5 points back. Hastings now 12-8 on the season, ahead for Omaha this weekend with another busy weekend of tournament action. Kearney, they improved to 8-8 on the season. So next broadcast here for Hastings, 5 points back baseball will be next Tuesday from the renovated Duncan Field as we open the doors for the 2014 campaign. On the air early for a pregame show next week. The first pitch is going to be somewhere around 5:40 as they set all the special ceremonies that's going to take place. We'll get you a definite starting time for next week, but we'll have the game for you. Kearney and Hastings coming up again next Tuesday here on 1230 KHAS. For John Deberin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Kearney.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.